The ocean has always exerted a primordial tug on humanity. The sea is one, a British navigation instructor once told Admiral James Stavridis during his time at Annapolis, a simple phrase capturing how the world's oceans are simultaneously connected yet distinct, each with its own character and geopolitical significance. This insight shaped Stavridis's understanding of how sea power has influenced global politics throughout history. Having spent nearly 11 years at sea during his four-decade naval career, his perspective combines personal experience with strategic analysis. As we navigate increasingly turbulent geopolitical waters, understanding the ocean's role in shaping power dynamics has never been more crucial. The connected waterways covering over 70% of our planet don't just transport goods, they transport ideas, cultures, and ultimately determine which nations rise or fall on the world stage. The Pacific Ocean, covering nearly one-third of Earth's surface, has become the central arena for major power competition. China has transformed into a maritime challenger, with defense spending reaching nearly $147 billion, likely exceeding $200 billion in reality, and by constructing artificial islands in the disputed South China Sea. These islands serve as permanent 3,000-acre aircraft carriers, dwarfing America's actual 7-acre carriers. The United States maintains significant advantages with 6 heavy nuclear carriers, sophisticated air defense vessels, and long-range bombers. Meanwhile, Japan has increased its defense budget for the first time in over a decade, while South Korea, Australia, and India have all enhanced their military capabilities. The risk of the Thucydides trap, where rising and established powers stumble into conflict, remains concerning. Yet today's Pacific may actually be less dangerous than during the Cold War, as major actors recognize the catastrophic consequences of conflict. Maritime diplomacy offers the best hope for stability. Maintaining dialogue about friction points, fostering cooperation among allies without creating an Asian Cold War, and using military exercises to build confidence. While focus has shifted to the Pacific, the Atlantic Ocean remains Western civilization's cradle. This vast S-shaped body of water, covering over 40 million square miles, has connected European nations, North America, Latin America, the Caribbean, and Africa for centuries. The Atlantic's exploration revolutionized sailing technology and transformed European society through the Columbian Exchange. Tomatoes, potatoes, rubber, chocolate, corn, and tobacco flowed east, while onions, citrus, wheat, and rice traveled west. European livestock reshaped American life, though these routes also enabled the tragic middle passage of enslaved people to plantation economies. The Atlantic proved decisive during the Napoleonic Wars, with Britain's sea power preserving its independence despite Napoleon's continental dominance. Admiral Nelson's leadership exemplified Britain's maritime strategy, controlling sea lanes while maintaining economic strength through colonial trade. His 1805 victory at Trafalgar ended Napoleon's invasion plans, demonstrating sea power's profound historical influence. The Indian Ocean, comprising 20% of Earth's surface, has historically had less geopolitical impact than the Atlantic or Pacific. Unlike those oceans, it has primarily been a zone of trade rather than conflict, driven by the predictable monsoon winds that enabled early commerce. This vast seaway is now poised to increase in global importance as India rises in ambition and reach. Perhaps the most dangerous state-on-state confrontations exist around the Indian Ocean littoral today, particularly the nuclear-capable Cold War between India and Pakistan stemming from religious, cultural, and geographic tensions, especially over Kashmir. The 21st century will be more about the Indian Ocean than either the Atlantic or Pacific. It carries 50% of all shipping and containers and 70% of all oil, making it the literal crossroads of globalization. Nearly 40 nations border it, containing more than a third of the world's population. It's the beating heart of the Islamic world, with Pakistan, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Gulf states all having coastal access. Mankind's geopolitical journey upon the seas began on the Mediterranean waters. It was here that sailors created and perfected war at sea. No other body of water claims such a central place in early global history, particularly regarding naval warfare. The Mediterranean was crucial in developing maritime warfare technology and strategy, birthing battering rams and triremes, specialized marines, accurate cannons, advanced sailing techniques, and modern propulsion systems. The earliest clash of civilizations occurred when Greek city-states faced the Persian Empire around 500 BC. At Salamis Bay, Admiral Themistocles led the outnumbered Greeks to victory through superior motivation and technology. Later, Rome's victory at Actium in 31 BC established the Pax Romana, creating the Mediterranean's most peaceful historical period. Today's Mediterranean has returned to conflict. Russia's resurgence has brought aggressive maritime behavior in the Black Sea and Eastern Mediterranean. Meanwhile, the Islamic State threatens Europe via sea lanes, Israel remains at odds with neighbors, and disputes over natural gas fields near Cyprus create tension. The South China Sea serves as the vital artery through which half the world's maritime trade, half its liquefied natural gas, and a third of its seaborne crude oil pass annually. Throughout history, the region has witnessed the rise and fall of empires, from the early Funan Empire to the Chinese Tang and Song dynasties to Japanese expansion in the 1930s. China's aggressive construction of artificial islands, collectively dubbed the Great Wall of Sand, represents a new phase in the region's geopolitical contest. These islands are part of China's strategy to enforce its nine-dash-line claim, which international legal scholars widely regard as preposterous. The scale is staggering, nearly 3,000 acres of artificial land created from the ocean floor. To counter China's ambitions, Stavridis recommends four key approaches: maintain open communications despite provocations, strengthen regional alliances, particularly between historically uncomfortable neighbors, emphasize international law, which clearly rejects China's historical claim approach, and continue freedom of navigation operations, sailing ships and flying aircraft through China's claimed waters and airspace. America is fundamentally an island nation, bounded by oceans and dependent on global commerce, international markets, fishing, offshore resources, and strategic waterways. Our national future hinges on our maritime capabilities. Alfred Thayer Mahan's influential naval theories still underpin American sea power. He established that national power stems from oceanic engagement through production, international trade, shipping, and a global network of bases. Future blue water thinking must incorporate Mahan's strategic principles. We must maintain control of the North Atlantic and Pacific, which provide crucial insulation for the continental United States. This requires approximately 350 battlefore ships organized into at least 12 carrier battle groups. America's nautical character remains essential for security and prosperity. In a world of increasing competition for resources and influence, the nation that best understands the oceans will prevail. As climate change opens Arctic passages, rising powers challenge established orders, and new technologies reshape maritime capabilities, America's future depends on mastery of the seas. Our destiny flows with the tides, and our ability to navigate them wisely will determine our global position.